This is the playbook. All right. Ready to go. It is training today on Thursday. I've been doing Friday trainings sometimes on Thursday, once in a while on Wednesdays for over 23 years. So blessed to have over 80,000 people registered on all platforms joining us, not counting the replays, of course. And today's training is going to be about the stage theory. And it's probably the biggest principle or theories on how to build a brand. For your personal brand, product, service, or solution, 35 years of marketing experience. And what I've come to the conclusion, make sure you load in the questions for the second half of training, because I'm not just going to teach. I want to know what you're listening for. But more importantly, the stage theory is derived from an interesting place, and it's Shakespeare. The idea that thousands of years ago, Shakespeare understood branding and marketing today is surprising, but yet not unbelievable. And what Shakespeare said years ago was, the whole world is your stage. And that wasn't true at the time, but it is true today. And one of the realizations in this great realization that the whole world is now your stage, because you can create content on any stage, anywhere, and it can reach anyone, anytime. And so to create a strategy on how to build a brand, which requires you to build a community, the community I'm trying to build is a community of people who want to help each other and know people who can help each other. Be happy, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And how do we create this stage theory in building our brand is the first technology that exists today that did not exist before, or did exist, but only in the forms of frescoes or paintings, where they would commission a great artist with these huge paintings that then they could tell a story from. But instead today, the first part of the stage theory is the ability to capture. It's never been easier to capture your essence, your skills, your knowledge, your desire. And we have to create strategies. If you want to build a brand, to build a community for a product, service, solution, or your personal brand, you need to every day have a strategy of, how am I going to capture my essence? What am I going to do to capture my essence, my skills, my knowledge, not only of what, but who, and my desire to be what I must be, to learn lessons, to have fun, to do my best, whatever it is. And so each day, if we want to build a brand and find that frequency, we need to capture our essence as many times. And luckily, we can capture it with a simple cell phone. We can capture our voice. We can capture our audio, video. We can capture our essence. And we should every day capture as much of our essence as we can. And then I would also suggest utilizing AI to transcribe our essence, so that you have and can utilize search engines, SEO, all types of capabilities by putting words behind your essence. And AI now is so inexpensive, not only to capture, but to transcribe, so we can capture everything in audio, video, and words. And they all can be searchable. And they'll be more and more searchable, because AI, being such a great servant, not a leader, not a master, but a servant to our capture, we're going to have so many capabilities a year or 10 years from now that you are going to kick yourself if you're not capturing your essence and transcribing it, so that you have video, audio, and words tied to your essence. The second component of the whole world being your stage, or the stage theory, is as we capture things, they aggregate, compound in their outcomes and accelerate. And in other words, there's so many places since the whole world is our stage and we can reach the whole world with the stages of the whole world, then we need to modify what we've captured. And a lot of people are wasting their capability because they capture some of their essence, they capture some of their non-essence, but they have no modification. So they strictly write a blog or have a podcast or create videos for Instagram Reels or Facebook fan page or TikTok alone. There is no reason that every piece of content could not be modified to suit every single platform that you want. One piece of content should be cut up into 20, 30, even 40 different ways. Modification is its separate strategy in order to effectuate an aggregation, a compounding, and acceleration of your own brand, product, service, solution, or personal brand. If you don't realize that Shakespeare, thousands of years ago, was right, that the whole world now is our stage, that no matter where we are, it is a stage, and we can reach the entire world if we capture video, audio, and transcribe it, and we modify it so that it has its best capability and best value for each of the additional platforms that exist. And so in order to do so and utilize this modification, we have to make an investment to do so. We have to make an investment to capture, whether it be a cell phone, $2 a month AI service like Rev, R-E-V is one that I use. There's so many out there. But if you're not making that investment in the capture or modification, then you're not going to get to the second two steps of what we do. In order to do this, you need to strategize about your own timing and your own risk tolerance in building a brand for your product, service, solution, or your personal brand. This timing and risk tolerance commitment is why most people, let's take podcasts, for example, we're blessed to have done over 1,400 of one of my podcasts, over 500 of another. So the Playbook, I think, has over 1,400 episodes. We just celebrated the 500th episode of Office Hours, which not only is a podcast, but it's a digital show and now even a TV show. So is the Playbook and so is 2 Minute Drill. But in order to get there and to utilize the stage theory, we had to create a timing and risk tolerance analysis. And my timing was surprising to many people. Now let's take podcasts, for example. When first of all, I started my podcast utilizing the help of a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, will actually be at VCon. He was just blessing us with the David Meltzer experience. We have our own stage and our own the podcast studio for VCon. We have a VIP dinner that has attracted the likes of Jim Kwik and Austin Eckler and Michael Chandler and Jeff Hoffman and Clinton Sparks and Dan Fleischman and Jeff Fenster. And I'm sure I'm forgetting about 20 other great people that are coming. But because of the stage theory, we're going to be able to utilize this idea of all these different podcasts, of all these different people that are in the community. But yet when I started, number one, I didn't think that podcasts would be a great path for me because I thought there was too many. 6 years ago, 6 years and 5 months to be exact, since six Super Bowls ago, I thought there was too many podcasts. And I told Gary, hey, why would I do it? There's 200,000 podcasts. Now there's over 3 million and growing. But of the 3 million and growing, 99% of them won't publish or post more than 10 episodes. So if you want to be in the top 1% in the stage theory, you have to be consistent. You have to, and I will give everyone advice. I do a lot of coaching on, you know, speaking, writing books, on podcasts, on business, on how to make money, help people and have fun through all of them. But the number one lesson that I learned is you have to have a timing and risk tolerance analysis. Are you going to do it once a week, twice a week, four times a week, seven times a week, 10 times a week? What are you going to do and how much are you willing to invest in the capture and the modification side. Most people understand there's an investment in the third step of the stage theory, but they ignore the first two steps. You need to know your timing and risk tolerance, your investment in building a community, because communities do three things. They attract more community, they aggregate, they compound, so they don't grow one person a week. They grow one person the first week, two people the second week, four people the third week, eight people the fourth week, 16 people, etc. And if you're not willing to commit to the discipline that's necessary in order to have those characteristics of aggregation, compounding, and acceleration, then you're not going to be satisfied with your outcomes. You're going to constantly go the extra mile every once in a while and then justify why you're not where you want to be because you went the extra mile every once in a while. And that's usually the biggest interference that people have to their success, is they lie to themselves and they go the extra mile every once in a while and then they quit because things aren't happening, aggregating fast enough, accelerating fast enough, exponentially giving them the results that they want. But if you are committed to a plan, to a strategy of capture and modification, and you know your timing and risk tolerance, you will have nothing but success, proving that the stage theory will allow you to use the whole world as your stage. I know Frank V is asking his question already. What is the stage theory? The stage theory is the whole world is your stage. 7.6 billion people can be in your community if you utilize and capture your essence and modify it correctly. Now, one of the other nuances of the whole world being your stage is you have to realize that through enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, of capturing your essence, your skills, your knowledge, and desire, and modifying it correctly to all the different platforms you want to be on, that 10% of the people are going to love you no matter what. 10% of the people are going to recommend you to anyone and everyone they can, because no matter what, 10% of the people are going to love you because they're on your frequency. Your skills, your knowledge, and your desire vibes with them. Your product, service, solution, your essence, your brand, it vibes with them. So 10% of the people. So if you know 10% of 7.6 billion people are going to love you no matter what, then that should inspire you, and it should change your timing and risk tolerance of how much investment you want to make into the capture of your essence and modification of it. But you have to be wary, because 10% in the stage theory, 10% of the people, no matter what, are going to hate you. You are going to be Tabasco in a wound. That's because they don't vibrate at the same frequency of you. That no matter what you say, they're never going to align with you. And so those people, some of them, are going to attack you. They're going to put judgments and conditions on you. They're going to create separation between you and others. And so you need to be confident in the fact that 10% of the people, 7.6 billion people, the whole world of your stage is going to love you, and 10% are going to not love you. But it's the other 80%. It's the other 80% that cause the aggregation, the compounding outcome, and acceleration that creates great brands, products, services, and solutions. How is it that Shakespeare had it so right? The whole world is your stage. And we can utilize it with the proper strategy to capture our essence and to, of course, modify it correctly to all the different platforms. Now, the third step of the stage theory is amplification. And this is where people are lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, back-end selling, that they actually pretend to know what they don't know. I promise you, in the course of amplification, that most people don't know what the heck they're talking about. Amplification is utilization of other people's content and platforms to either unpaid or paid distribute your content to create what's called a viral outcome of posting. And there's many different strategies on how to do it for free or how to pay to do it, to create a vending machine where we can attract more people in our community so that our 10% get bigger, the people that love us and the people that hate us. But we also are aggregating and exponentially accelerating the number of people in the 80% that just aren't aware of us and that we can entice and stimulate and share a vision with of our essence, our skills, our knowledge, and our desire. Utilization of the stage theory to not only capture, modify, but to amplify. And there's many different ways to do it. But the more consistent and persistent we are in the capture and modification, the better we will be able to amplify what we do. The more people will aggregate, the more exponentiality it will grow, and the faster it will grow. These are three of the components, three of the characteristics of energy, behavior, and money, by the way, also apply to building a brand, building a community of people that love you, don't love you, or aren't aware of you. And those are the three people that we want to attract. People that love us, that will automatically tell everyone to love us. We want to attract the people that aren't aware of us and are open-minded and open-hearted and open-handed to be aware of us. And we also want to attract the people that don't like us so that we can know who not to address that are protecting and promoting us by telling other people that we suck. Anyone, see, when someone says you suck, two things happen. You either attract more people that love you or you're protected from the people that don't love you. What do I mean by that? I'll give an example. When I captured my essence in my first book, by the way, I will send everyone my book. If you haven't got it yet, anyone in our community here, I will sign a copy. I will pay for shipping and the book. I will send it to you. But when I wrote my first book, my very first review from a very large book reviewer, I think it was Goodreads or somewhere like that. But anyway, basically the review read that this book sucks. David Meltzer is an idiot. He thinks that if you talk to water, you can clean it or make it dirty. If you talk negative to clear water, it will turn dirty. And if you talk positive to clear water, it will make it clean. Now, I learned that by reading books and different movies that I saw. Blink was one of them. And I agreed with it. I think absolutely understanding frequency and vibration, that if you speak into something, it will have an impact on it, right? The same way doing and thinking, believing and feeling have an impact, so does saying. And so words are powerful. And I've seen in person somebody speak to water, speak to plants, speak to kids, and change them for the better or the worse from the words that they use. Well, anyway, this woman, and I appreciate her so much, by the way, she was one of the 10% that no matter what I would say, hated me and called me an idiot and said that that was one of the stupidest books and things that I said. Now, the book talks about a lot of things beyond talking to water. So you know this person has a closed mind. You know this person, you know, just is one of those 10%. So what happened? This is why amplification is so important. Everyone that read that review and believed her never bought my book. So they had no reason, no purpose to tell people that my book sucked. And by the way, if they read it, they would have thought, the majority of them, if not all of them, would have thought my book sucks. Because anyone that would read a review saying, hey, this book sucks and this guy's an idiot because he said you could talk to water and change it to clear or dirty, if they read the book, they're not changing their mind. So what has she done? She has protected me, because anybody that would have bought the book or gotten the book and believed that, most likely would have not liked the book. And then there'd be a whole bunch of other people telling a whole bunch of other people and doing more reviews saying this book sucks. But what I didn't anticipate about the stage theory and about amplification was that millions of people read that review. And they said, no, Dave Meltzer is not an idiot. This book is not stupid. I agree with David Meltzer that you could talk to water, that you could change dirty water to clean water, or clean water to dirty water by the usage of the right vibration frequency that's created by the words that we say. And she aggregated a community of people that love me. She compounded a community of people with an exponentiality. She accelerated the sales of my book to make it a bestseller both domestically and internationally, and have allowed hundreds of thousands of people to buy my book, even though I give it for free. I will send it, sign it, pay for shipping in the book. Yet hundreds of thousands of people buy my book because of this great review that said I suck and I'm an idiot. That's the stage theory. Understanding that, aligned with our timing and risk tolerance, if we capture and modify things correctly, we can have a strategy that incorporates people that love us, people that hate us, and people that aren't aware of us. I'm going to repeat that. We incorporate, aligned with the timing and risk tolerance, those people that love us, those people that hate us, and those people that aren't aware of us. And we do that aligned with the timing and risk tolerance to amplified, either unpaid or paid or both, and create, aligned with the timing and risk tolerance, a strategy to amplify so that out of the 7.6 billion with the B people out there, we capture as many of the 10% that love us. We are protected and promoted as much by the 10% that hate us. And we raise the awareness to the 80% of the people that don't know of us, with unlimited possibilities, proving an infinite, abundant, all-knowing community or source of people as we do whatever content, whether it's books, podcasts, TV shows, trainings, whatever I do, all of it's applicable to capture, modify, and amplify. And the fourth step of the stage theory, the final one that Shakespeare, however he figured it out, because he's the king of the fourth step. Because today, people still read Shakespeare, watch Shakespeare on movies and plays. They are all aware of Shakespeare. And Shakespeare had it right, the stage theory, that the whole world was his stage. It was just a matter of time. And time is exactly what the fourth step in the stage theory is. And it's the perpetual nature of time. If we understand the infinite amount of time, the past, present, and future, if we understand the great reconciliation in the perpetuation of our content, of our capture, modification, and amplification, then we can create the appropriate strategy as Shakespeare did, because he was the first to quote, "The whole world is our stage." So when he wrote Hamlet, he knew that his Hamlet was perpetual in nature, that once it was recorded into book form, that it would last forever. Now, today we have digital formats and we have all the different places that we put things. You know, I'm just amazed when I talked about the 500th episode today of my digital show, which is also a podcast and a TV show, and snippets of it are Instagram reels and Facebook fan pages and TikToks and LinkedIn's and IG's and everywhere that we go. It's an amazing thing. But to that measure, we utilize a strategy knowing that all content is perpetual, that it's going to last forever. Once it's in digital form, it can be accessed 100 years from now. And so the perpetual nature of content within the context of the stage theory allows us to realize that people can binge watch David Meltzer as a brand, or your product, service, or solution as a brand. They can binge watch things. And we can see that taking form today with syndicated TV shows that are now binge watch, Seinfeld, or, you know, some of even the older shows out there on Nick at Night that, you know, who knows how many millions of people are watching today that didn't have TV sets back then. If you don't have a strategy when you're capturing, modifying, and amplifying that the fourth and final step of perpetuation, that we truly are in part of a unlimited, infinite, abundant system of thought. And that the more we capture our thought, our essence, our skills, our knowledge, and our desire, the more and better we are at modifying it towards each of these platforms, the greater alignment we have in timing and risk tolerance in the amplification, paid and unpaid, to eventually create a perpetual Akashic records of who we are, our essence, our brand. Until we realize that everything that we capture, modify, amplify has a perpetual purpose that can be searched by audio, video, by words, then we are not allowing ourselves to live to our potential. And it all starts by finding our frequency, knowing our brand, knowing our skills, our knowledge of who and what, and our desire in order to create this unbelievable community of people that love our product, love our solution or service, or love us as a personal brand. My entire strategy is based on Shakespeare. Shakespeare has proven the stage theory. The whole world is your stage. 7.6 billion people and growing can either love you, hate you, or eventually be aware of you. If you learn to capture content correctly, if you learn to modify it, if you learn to amplify it, paid and unpaid strategies, and especially perpetuate it. I have an exercise sheet on the stage theory to help you.